This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice are launching an investigation into what he called left-wing civil unrest in what he termed Democrat-run cities. Mr. Trump said federal operations cracking down on urban violence have resulted in the arrests of 200 people, including 100 in Portland, Oregon. In the White House briefing room on Monday, the president told reporters that in America, we will never surrender to mob rule because if the mob rules, democracy is indeed dead. Mr. Trump spoke just hours after Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden said the president can't stop the violence because for years he has fomented it. Mr. Trump countered that Biden's strategy is to surrender to the left-wing mob. The trading of accusations comes 9 weeks before the presidential election. Biden leads Trump in national polling, but in some key states, the contest is tight. On Tuesday, Trump is to visit Kenosha, Wisconsin, where protests turned violent last week after a white police officer shot a black man, Jacob Blake, 7 times in the back as officers tried to arrest him. And a white teenage vigilante claiming to protect businesses in Kenosha is accused of fatally shooting 2 people and wounding a third during a street demonstration. Mr. Trump told reporters he's not planning to meet with Blake's family because they wanted a lawyer to participate. The president also declined to criticize the actions of Kyle Rittenhouse, the teenager who faces 5 felony charges in the shooting on the streets of Kenosha. One of the charges is first-degree intentional homicide. The governor of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, has urged the president to skip Tuesday's visit to Kenosha, saying it would only delay work to overcome division. VOA News. The United States' total number of coronavirus cases topped 6 million on Monday. That's according to Johns Hopkins University data. The U.S. death toll stands at more than 183,000. 4 Midwestern states recently reported record one-day increases in new cases. Those are Iowa, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota. The states of Montana and Idaho say their numbers of hospitalized COVID-19 patients are also setting records. On Tuesday, French children are to return to their classrooms, but the country's education minister says a rise in coronavirus infections has put those plans in jeopardy. Other European countries, such as Denmark and many schools in the United States, are fully revamping the school day with smaller classes, more teachers, more separation between students and classes, and a mix of in-class and online learning. The House Oversight Committee intends to subpoena Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. The committee wants documents pertaining to disruptions in mail delivery operations. The committee chairwoman said Monday that DeJoy ignored a deadline to fully respond to the committee's request for more information. She said that reaction makes it clear a subpoena is necessary. Democrats are aggressively pursuing oversight of the Postal Service ahead of the presidential election in November, when many people are expected to vote by mail because of the coronavirus pandemic. Indian authorities say their troops thwarted an attempt by Chinese soldiers to change the status quo in the northern Ladakh region, where both sides have been locked in a tense standoff along their disputed Himalayan border for more than 4 months. China has dismissed the allegations. An Indian Army statement Monday said Chinese troops violated the previous consensus and, quote, carried out provocative military movements, but gave no details of what appeared to be a fresh flare-up along the border. The statement said the incident took place Saturday and that Indian troops preempted the activity by the Chinese. In Beijing, a foreign ministry spokesman told a news briefing that Chinese border troops always strictly abide by the line of actual control and never cross the line, referring to the undemarcated border between the two countries. He said both sides are in communication regarding the situation on the ground. And the families of the nearly 300 victims of a downed Malaysia Airlines passenger plane want reparations, their lawyer said Monday, more than 6 years after the plane was shot down over Ukraine. All 298 passengers and crew on board MH17 were killed on July 17, 2014, when the plane was allegedly shot down by a missile fired from territory in eastern Ukraine, which was then claimed by pro-Russia rebels. About 2/3 of the victims were Dutch. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.